With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump says he's taking the necessary time to secure a great deal with Iran. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
With the war dragging past the president's projected 4 to 6 week timeline, he said he's in no rush to end the conflict before an acceptable deal is reached.
I took it out militarily. Now all we're doing is sitting back and seeing what deal. And if they don't want to make a deal, then I'll finish it up militarily.
The president said Iran's leaders are very disorganized and are fighting like cats and dogs, which has contributed to a pause in negotiations. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Three congressional candidates are accused of betting on their own elections through the prediction market Kalshi. Correspondent Bernie Bennett has more.
On Wednesday, Kalshi said it fined and suspended the men for 5 years. It's the latest case to highlight ongoing concerns about insider trading on prediction markets like Kalshi and Polymarket. The accused include Mark Moran, running as an independent in Virginia, Zeke Enriquez, a former Texas Republican primary candidate, and Matt Klein, a Democratic state senator in Minnesota. Moran admitted to betting $100 on himself. He was fined $6,200, while Klein and Enriquez settled for smaller penalties. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Authorities have arrested two young people in an alleged plot to attack a Texas synagogue. One court document said it appeared that he planned to drive through the congregation to kill as many Jews as possible. The arrests follow an attack on a Detroit-area synagogue last month. Synagogues worldwide have increased security since the U.S. and Israel launched a war with Iran. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 179 points, the Nasdaq dropped 219, the S&P 500 lower by 29. This is SRN News. The Trump administration issues a warning.
Four Kansas school districts have enacted transgender policies that the Department of Education says violate federal law, putting the schools at risk of losing government funding. Some of the Kansas districts are allowing boys to use girls' bathrooms and locker rooms, or letting boys play on girls' sports teams. Others are allowing children to live as the opposite sex in class without notifying their parents. Michael Harrington reporting.
The Marathon Public Bible Reading event continues in Washington, D.C. through Saturday. America Reads the Bible is being live-streamed from the Museum of the Bible, and on Tuesday featured President Trump reading a passage from Chronicles. Other participants include Republican politicians and evangelical leaders. The event is organized by Christians Engaged and is part of a larger project connecting America's 250th birthday with a Christian vision. This is SRN News. We may be on the verge of a golden age for nuclear power.
4 decades after the Chernobyl accident, nuclear power is seeing a global revival. About 400 reactors are operational in 31 countries, and about 70 more are under construction. Nuclear power accounts for about 10% of the world's electricity. The International Energy Agency's executive director says while Chernobyl and Japan's Fukushima disaster diminished the appetite for nuclear power, it was clear years ago that there would probably be a revival. Rich Thomason reporting.
Renowned American conductor and composer Michael Tilson Thomas has died at the age of 81. His spokesperson Connie Schumann says Tilson Thomas died Wednesday night. He led orchestras in Buffalo, Miami, London, and San Francisco. More details at SRNNews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.